This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Good. Dr. Sheely, do you have anything that you'd like to share with our class before I go into a almost nonstop rant about what I think is wrong with America?
If the rant is what I think it could be, let's go.
Okay. Here we go. Well, let's start with this. Now, This is a rant that probably has about 10 or more parts to it. And please interrupt me at any time. But when I get done with the entire 10 pieces, and I'm sure you have some that you'd like to add as well that dovetail with this. When I get done with them, let's talk about why this is happening. So the goal is, what is medically wrong with people who are doing these things? So here's example number one. I was reading the internet last night, and there was this utility worker working on a power pole. Now, at the top of the power pole, where the wire connects with the glass insulator or the ceramic porcelain-coated insulator, there was a fire. So obviously, the wire was overheating, too much current for the wire, and the heat caused the power pole, the cross piece, at the very top of the power pole to be on fire. So this guy was in a bucket up in the air, and the wire was stretched across the road. But because the wire was so hot, the wire was dangling. Okay, and now there's this utility vehicle that is there. The yellow lights are flashing and blinking, and the utility worker is up in the bucket, and a tractor trailer comes by, speeding down the road, doesn't slow down, hits the dangling wire, breaks off the power pole, and the utility worker ducks in the bucket so he doesn't get whipsawed by that power wire. And then you see the video, and this was videoed live by some observer, and the tractor trailer keeps on going. Doesn't slow down, doesn't stop, gone.
Probably on his cell phone, tracking.
Okay. So the point is, here's a hit-and-run driver. Okay? There's no way that this truck cannot know that he snapped off a power pole. It's impossible. He had to know it. Okay, and these flashing lights are ahead of him, warning him. You know, there's a truck on the side of the road fixing this power line. And then in his rearview mirror, he can see it as he runs away. So here we have a guy who literally does damage, almost kills somebody, flagrant disregard for other people, me first, does the damage, and keeps on going. Any comments about that guy? Because I have a whole bunch of these.
Well, my feeling is, if they could catch him, he should be caned in public square and his driver's license taken away. But other than that...
Okay. So, I believe he knew that he was in the wrong and just kept going.
Of course.
So then you take the case of the shoplifter. Now, the shoplifter knows that shoplifting is wrong. He knows that stealing is wrong. Or she. I'm going to use the word he in all of these examples. But it can be a male, it can be a female, it can be a transvestite, it can be one of the 57 genders that the government says that we have. Okay, a shoplifter, but I'll just refer to him as he. So he knows he's doing wrong. But he does it anyway. He sneaks around, doesn't want to be seen, doesn't want to be identified, and doesn't want to be caught. But he does it anyway. Next one is a Peeping Tom. Peeping Tom does similar things. He certainly doesn't want his name in the paper as, you know, the guy who looks in the bathroom windows and the bedroom windows and hides in the bushes. You know, doesn't want to get caught, right? Wears colors that blend in with the bushes, okay? Peeping Tom. And then you have the hit and run drivers in parking lots. You know, the Walmart parking lot, a guy's backing up or a gal's backing up, backs into the side of another car or the corner of another car, and then takes off. You know? And many of these, by the way, many of these things that I'm discussing have happened to us. We're the victims of these. So our son was at a traffic light in our white, during the day, white 1999 Mercedes truck. And so he stopped at a traffic light, red light. Guys in front of him stops at the traffic light. Our son stops. And the guy in a Ford Ranger pickup truck just crashes into the back of him and takes off. Leaves the scene. Leaves us with a couple thousand dollars worth of damage and doesn't want to be identified. Well, so I was teaching a class yesterday here at the farm. And there was a young person who had just graduated from the university, and we were talking about, you know, careers and education style. And I was talking about Mike Ma, and I said, "You remember Mike Ma, right? He was at the expo."
Of course.
And she could, well, yeah, and I know you do. And this young lady wasn't sure if she remembered him. I said, "Well, let me look him up. I'll show you his picture." So I turned over to the computer and typed in Mike Ma in the search engine. And there comes up, Mike Ma's a fraud. I couldn't believe it. Mike Ma is the kindest, gentlest guy. He's wonderful. He's giving. He's not a fraud. So here there's a hit and run guy on the internet. Okay. So my old friend Mike Ma, and I don't mean old in years, I mean long time friend, stays at our house. He's not a fraud. But he gets beat up. And then there's this ex-cop. I used to have a Facebook page, and I dumped it quite a while ago. Why? Because we would be attacked on our Facebook page. And one day I put, the only thing I used Facebook for, not, I didn't say, here's my dog, watch my dog walk backwards. You know, I didn't do that kind of stupid stuff. I would just put, who's on the radio with us? And just a quick recap of what we talked about. And then Ron Gibson, who is in the Carolinas, he grabs our broadcast, strips out the commercials, puts it on YouTube every day. It's wonderful. Well, so some former cop, and I know this guy's a cop, he says all kinds of nasty things about Mike Ma, hit and run. And he doesn't say, and people say, well, why do you say that? And he can't defend himself because it's nonsense. Mike Ma's a great guy. But this cop beats him up. Hit and run. So I took down my Facebook page. I'm not going to allow that nonsense from some internet troll. And here's what cops don't like. Cops don't like it when you tell people where they live. Because they're afraid. Cops are afraid. You know, when they have the guns and the badges and the shotguns and the tasers and the handcuffs and all that stuff, and their buddies, and they all gang up on, you know, pulling somebody over, that's okay. Yeah, but when the cops feel that, you know, we, the villagers, might come and say hello to them at their houses or visit their children or their wives, they don't like that. So this particular cop attacked Mike Ma and said he's a wannabe. He's not a wannabe. He's a combat marine. And so the cops like to be hidden from identification. And what I'm talking about is all kinds of hit and run. Okay. And then, Dr. Shealy, you and I also get attacked on the internet. You know, from these nameless and faceless internet trolls. You know, just like President Donald Trump does. That poor guy, I feel so bad for him. He can't look to the left without somebody attacking him. He can't look to the right without somebody attacking him. He can't sit down or stand up. He can't, no matter what he does, he gets beat up by these nameless, faceless internet weaklings. Okay? They don't want to be identified. And then pedophiles. Okay? These deranged individuals prey on little children. They want to have sex with them without other people knowing who they are. They don't go to the father of a four-year-old and say, listen, I really think she's cute, or I think he's a good-looking boy. Is it okay? That father would pummel that pedophile. So these people do it in the dark. They're hidden from view. They don't want to be identified. Just like burglars. Burglars sneak around. They break into other people's houses, steal their property. They don't want to be identified. And then cops and SWAT teams, some of them wear face masks so they can't be identified and be shunned by their neighbors for the dirty deeds that they do. Just like executioners. You know, when we have executioners, their names aren't posted in the newspaper. You know, Joe Doakes was the executioner of, you know, this person sentenced to death. And they don't name them because that guy would devalue the neighborhood. It's like, yeah, you know where I live. I live in that neighborhood, you know, right next to the guy who pushes the button and kills people. And then what about these peeping Toms who conceal their cameras, these wireless cameras, in women's bathrooms and record their movements without the victim's knowledge nor consent? All these people that do these strange, deranged, dirty deeds don't want to be identified. And then you have these sick people, and these are articles that you can see on the internet. And the videos of these deranged guys. A gal is bending over at Walmart, and the guy takes his cell phone and he puts his camera under her dress and videos her. Or she's leaning over to grab something off a tall shelf and he takes his video camera. Or these deranged people who drop rocks off bridges onto the windshields of cars that pass by, or cattle rustlers who cut fences and steal cows, all hidden from view. We'll be right back. We want to talk about what is causing this sickness. Dr. Sheila's with us. I'm Ben Finelli.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, class, I'm on with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, and it's kind of a rant about what I think is just one of the things that's wrong with Americans. And, you know, we talked about cattle rustlers, people who cut fences and steal cattle from farmers at night, right? They don't want to get caught. Or people who throw beer bottles out of their car windows only to be run over by the tires that are next going down that road, causing blowouts. Careless me-first types. Or the people who throw their McDonald's trash bags out their windows from their cars, only to litter the roads for someone else to pick up, or throwing the lit cigarette butts out their car windows that cause these brush fires. So my thought is, okay, you want to challenge us? Okay, that sounds fine. How about doing it live on the air? How about calling us up? If you don't like the information that we all volunteer to provide, none of us is getting paid. If you don't like what we have to say, well, how about helping yourself and switching off your radio? How about helping yourself and not downloading the information that we provide for free? Okay? The hit-and-run tactics are those of weaklings, in my opinion. And if you want to challenge Mike Ma, next time he's on the air, give him a call. He will eviscerate you. Or Dr. Norman Shealy, you want to challenge him? Call him on the air. See what happens. He will eviscerate you. You want to attack me? Go ahead. I'll do the same thing. I'll eviscerate you. The people who do these things are weaklings. Their hit-and-run tactics are those of people who are not very smart. They're backstabbers. They're the dregs of society. Nobody likes them because of their tactics. So, that Dr. Sheely, what causes people to do these sick things?
Well, obviously, it's a defect in their entire spiritual being and their personality in general. It is a serious crime. But these people have no conscience. They literally don't understand that sooner or later karma will catch them. It's not in this life, in another life. Personally, I think they ought to be caned in public square.
I agree with that, for starters. But I'd also like to see them named with their photos, you know, for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
to see. Pictures of them with their face and blood running down the front where they've been caned. That would be best.
And I don't understand it, because life is so short. What, you know, why do people have to attack and attack and attack? Why do they feel they have to hurt other people to get their point across? It's kind of like when I had a job, or many jobs, you know, and so a young person would join a corporation, whether it be a large corporation or a small corporation, and the idea was to do a good job, and then, you know, maybe the boss would recognize you for doing a good job. Then you would, you know, climb the ladder, maybe get a raise, maybe ultimately get a promotion, you know, prove yourself. But while you're doing that, climbing this ladder, there are other people who are trying to pull you off the ladder. Heck, because you can't do a good job because you're showing them up, you know. And then you get confronted in the men's room or the ladies' room. Listen, knock it off. You're making the rest of us look bad. What's the matter with you? You can't do better than the rest of us. So, you know, slow down. Don't do such a good job. Make more mistakes. I mean, this is crazy.
Well,
this is exactly
in my opinion, the world is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, these people get to vote. Many of them.
Oh, yes.
They get to vote. And
that's why we have a Congress that's just as bad.
Yes. Yes. Well, I was wondering if maybe it was a chemical imbalance. Maybe they're not eating right. Maybe they, you know, and I was thinking about that woman that you told us about, you know, over the years that had so much anger, she gave herself cancer. And, you know, the answer was to, well, her husband was making her so angry she couldn't stand it. And so when she separated from her husband and left him, everything was fixed. Maybe that's it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris running for the White House. The California senator making it official this morning on ABC's Good Morning America, and also with a video she posts on Twitter.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for President of the United States.
Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border proposal to a vote this week in the Senate. As the partial government shutdown enters a 31st day, Congress and the president still deadlocked over funding for the wall the president wants at the border. Trump now offering 3 years of temporary deportation protection for illegal immigrants brought here as kids in exchange for that funding. Democrats say the government has to open first. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shilley, do you think that part of this problem for this anger that people are exhibiting all over their road rage, their me first, their outbursts could be coming from the rapid deployment of technologies with frequencies such as smart meters?
Well, let's face it. We know that electromagnetic contamination, if you will, affects the brain unequivocally. And some people are more sensitive to it than others. I mean, like everything else, we all have our individual tolerances. And just plain old 60 cycle is not good for the brain. It means sitting under a fluorescent light increases your risk of brain cancer and leukemia, for instance.
Okay. Well, in that end, there's this loudmouth political activist. And she is a United States representative. Starting this year, she's a 29-year-old. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she hails out of New York's 14th Congressional District. She's a Democrat. And she uses the F word and describes, Donald Trump with that profanity. She's an abomination. But since she's such a loudmouth, on Friday I called her office and I got her answering machine and I left her a message indicating that if you want to make some political hay, why don't you go after the smart meters? You know, that'd be something. I'd put you on hit parade and maybe you could do something positive, with her loud mouth. And so I haven't gotten a response yet. I don't expect that I will, but I did do that. And we'll just see if, Congress actually pays attention to we the villagers. I don't think so. Dr. Shuley, I got an email recently, and I asked the person that sent me this email if I could read it on the air while keeping this person anonymous. Now, I know this person. So it's not just something that landed on my desk without knowing, the author. So I think this is part of what may be the problem. So this person gets an email that says, from another person, saying, we should consider going to school board meetings and, grill the bureaucrats. How about getting on public access and talking about these problems to the masses? Okay, assuming that the masses actually pay attention to public access television channels. And here's the response from this person I know. He said, if I thought talking to school board critters at their meetings would do any good, I might be willing to do so. As it is, I believe it would just be an additional waste of time. I'm generally of the opinion the Republic is already lost. All great cultures throughout history have followed a similar pattern of rise, followed by decline. I believe the United States of America is in decline, and that we've likely passed the point where redemption might have been possible. Why do I believe this? Our public education system is comprised of the following. The liberal, progressive, socialists have fully succeeded in infiltrating and taking over our institutions of higher education decades ago, especially in the departments of education. Education majors were indoctrinated with the ideas and biases of the liberal, progressive, socialist agenda in these institutions. Education majors became the teachers in our public schools. Public school teachers, especially the non-science, technology, engineering, and math areas, passed their liberal, progressive, socialist ideas and biases along to our children. Thus, we've created a nation of snowflakes, many of whom apparently unable to engage in rational thought. Secondly, our mainstream media and entertainment industry is comprised of liberal, progressive, socialists fully succeeded in infiltrating and taking over institutions of higher education decades ago, especially journalism departments. Journalism majors were indoctrinated with the ideas of biases of the lib progressive socialist agenda in these institutions. Journalism majors have become reporters, editors, news anchors, etc. in our news organizations and media outlets. Reporters, editors, and news anchors, etc., passed their lib, progressive, socialist ideas and biases along in the reporting. The majority of Americans, product of public education system, generally do not possess sufficient critical thinking skills to question math or science or the entertainment I'm sorry, the MSM, mainstream media, or the entertainment industry. Thus, we've created a nation of snowflakes, many apparently unable to engage in rational thought. Goes on to say, this is just me venting, possibly babbling incoherently. I don't think that's the case. So, goes on to say, if you think my venting or babbling might have some veracity, you might think what might be in store for the rest of us in the future, and how are you preparing for that possible future? And I think what he said was absolutely brilliant. Dr. Shilley, do you have any comments?
Well, I agree. And, you know, let's face it. The world has a problem, and America is running at the forefront of problems.
I find it so amazing that young people can make mistake after mistake after mistake, and then their parents get to pick up the pieces. They're having trouble earning a living. They're having trouble getting a job. They're having trouble keeping a job. So they you know, move in with mom and dad or the grandparents, or it's getting worse and worse and worse. And they don't seem to realize that there are consequences for their actions while they're taking these actions. Let me give you an example. So I see a lot of young people who work in restaurants who have tattoos. Frankly, when I see someone with a tattoo, I really am not too interested in having them prepare my food. I'm just not. Do you feel the same way, or
yes.
Is it okay with you?
Okay.
You do feel the same way?
I said okay.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shilley, is there a way that these people have made these mistakes? They say, you know what, I shouldn't have gotten that tattoo. Can a DMSO be used to dissolve the tattoo?
I don't know. Anything's possible, I suppose, but I don't like tattoos. I don't like rings and noses and ears and nipples and God knows where else.
Okay.
I think it's a desecration of the body.
Yeah. And so people who have made these mistakes now are faced with an even larger cost. You know, it's not like tattoos are free. And so these tattoos, if they decide, oops, shouldn't have done that, and they want to get rid of them, you know, the laser tattoo removal, you know, causes scarring and all that. And then they're faced with even more expense. So needless expense to get them, and then more needless expense to remove them. So the total needless expense is, you know, more than twice what it would cost to just get the tattoo in the first place. And then if we dissolve a tattoo, if there is a dissolving agent, you apply it to your skin, you know, over a year or so or two, the tattoo is absorbed by the body, then that ink is not on the outside, but on the inside of the body. And then we got to worry about, can that cause harm and damage? And how do you detoxify from that? Do you agree with that line of thinking, Dr. Shilley, that it could be
absolutely
dangerous to? Okay. All right. Well, I'm just aghast. And, you know, I've seen tattoos from guys who were in the military during World War II, and they, you know, if they're in the Navy and they get a tattoo of an anchor on their shoulder, I can sort of, but not completely understand that. But the massive amounts of tattoos on the body, I mean, covering, I don't know, 15%, 20%, 30% is, you know, of these personalities on TV, it's just beyond the pale to me. Okay.
Well, I just got an email earlier this morning from someone who said that a teenager dies while texting and driving every hour of the year. I mean, that's
wow.
Equally,
okay.
Perhaps slightly worse, at least, you know, and who knows how many people they kill while doing it for themselves.
And so what is so important about these nonstop communications? Do you think that people who have cell phones are lonely, that they need these constant hits of somebody is thinking of me and asks me what I'm doing, and I get a chance to ask them what they're doing, and then ask, you know, we can ask each other what we're doing, you know, over and over, and it makes me feel good. What could possibly be the reason?
I can't even begin to imagine. But I got a phone call last night from someone we both know, and immediately said, "Oh, I've got another call waiting. I've got to go." I mean, it's okay. I mean, he doesn't even know who the other call is, but he has to answer that cell phone right now.
I'll tell you what my answer to that is. We have call waiting. We have caller ID. Not because I want it, but you know, I used to just answer the phone. Whenever somebody called, I would answer the phone. But now built into our telephone service on our landline is the ability to see who's calling. I have an old 20-something-year-old phone. Maybe it's close to 30 years old. Probably it's close to 30 years old. And so I bought them all used, and it's so I have the ability to see who's calling. I didn't order it. It just came with the package for telephone service. And I'll tell you what I do when the phone rings. And this may frost a few people who are listening, but this is what I do. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's
it's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Email address, norm@normshealy.com. If you'd like to contact Dr. Shealy's clinic, is in Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Shealy, how would someone contact you for a consultation or an appointment?
Well, either by email or 417-351-5221.
417-351-5221. That's the contact number for Dr. Norman Shealy's clinic in Springfield, Missouri. So, Dr. Shealy, when the phone rings, if I'm on the phone already, I ignore the incoming signal that someone's trying to call me.
Well, of course. I mean, that's minimal social politeness.
Now, one example may be that if Gwyneth Isaacs is calling from Australia, and I know that in order she to use her cell phone, she lives in the bush. I mean, literally in the desert, if you will. And she's got to climb on top of her water tower in order to get, I'm not exaggerating, she literally has to climb to a high point, either climb a tree or climb on top of her water tower in order to get enough signal strength to call. And what she does, I might say to, you know, the person I'm on the phone with, I've got a call coming in from Gwyneth Isaacs, and she's in Australia. May I call you back? I may do that. But for the typical person who calls here, you know, because they're traveling in their car and they're bored and they decide that they should, you know, unleash their boredom on me, I don't take those calls because I don't think it's polite to drop the person I'm talking to for a specific reason, to drop that person to talk to someone who thinks that they're more important. And pretty soon, I'm going to start responding to people who say, why don't you answer your phone? I'm probably going to start saying, what makes you think you're more important than the person I was already talking to or with? Dr. Shealy, I'm getting to the point where my fuse is shorter. I am encumbering myself less with, you know, these pent-up emotions. I'm just releasing them. I'm annoyed. I just can't believe how people are behaving. Just total flagrant disregard for our fellow man. You know, what's wrong with being polite? What's wrong with being nice? What's wrong with letting ladies go first? What's wrong with holding the door for the person behind you? Why let it slam? You know, what is it those 2 extra seconds that, you know, if you're going into a store and you can hold the door open for someone? It only takes a couple seconds. What's the problem? What's wrong with smiling and saying, you know, glad to do it? Glad to hold the door for my fellow man. No, we don't seem to think that's important anymore, because we're in a hurry. For what? Hurry for what? So that we can look down at that phone and hope somebody's contacted us, so we can get that little ego hit that maybe somebody is paying attention to our loneliness? Do you think that's it, Dr. Shirley? Do you think we're lonely?
You know, that's part of it, but basically, I think that what we have is a group of people who have no common sense. In other words, my father, I can remember 80 years ago saying common sense is the uncommon commodity. Well, compared to 80 years ago, common sense doesn't exist today. But remember, 97.3% of people are not even taking care of themselves. 97.3% of people are lacking 1 to 5 essential personal health tips.
I'm looking at a woman. Pictures on the internet. She's tattooed. She's wearing shorts. She's tattooed on her shoulder and her leg. And she weighs 648 pounds.
No,
and she's sitting next to her nephew. Sitting next to her nephew. And he... I'm sorry. Let's see, first time here. Nephew weighs 607 pounds. My truck won't hold that much weight. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.